The Radio Today programme with Broadcast Bionics, creators of Phonebox and Oasis. Welcome to the social studio.
And this week we are literally with Broadcast Bionics. Thank you for downloading the weekly podcast from radiotoday.co.uk. I'm Trevor Dan and I'm here with Phil Bignall and with Kirsten Smith from Broadcast Bionics. And we are aboard the Bionic Van. Give us some music, Phil.
There you go.
No, I said music. So this is, this makes me think of the old Radio 1 truck in the 1970s. But here we are in a portable studio that's designed to demonstrate all the things that Bionics do, as well as sponsoring the world's favourite podcast, of course. The Bionic Van is on tour. What's the idea of this then, Kirsten?
Well, the concept is to bring the radio studio of the future to radio stations around the UK. We're also holding a number of events where people can drop in and see us around the country as well, have a drink, swap ideas, and maybe give us some new ideas of where our products could go in the future.
So you've got the picnic chairs outside.
Wow.
Presumably there's a Pinot Grigio cooling in the icebox.
Well, that would be nice, wouldn't it? Yeah, sure. We've got plenty of beer, actually.
Excellent. So, Phil, talk me through some of the products. We run your ad every week, and it says the names of a few products.
Okay.
And I'm going to ask you about each one of them in order.
Excellent.
Okay. So let's start with probably the thing you're most famous for as a company, which is Phonebox.
Creators of Phonebox and Oasis.
Okay, we've got the latest version of Phonebox, which is Phonebox 4, on display in the vehicle. Radio studios at the moment, there's a problem that a lot of engineers have, a lot of presenters as well. There's lots of screens. There's a screen for emails, a screen for switching audio, there's a screen for the phone system, there's maybe a couple of screens for play out, and you end up with a radio studio that looks like a branch of Currys. So what we've tried to do in Phonebox 4 is consolidate a lot of the stuff that people need to do in a studio into a couple of screens. So we've got a playout screen there on the right-hand side, and we've got the Phonebox 4 screen on the left-hand side. We've also got one here for the metering on the desk. But this is quite a tidy setup. So in doing so, we've had to squeeze a lot more onto the Phonebox screen. So not just telephone calls, although they're there as well. We've got our social media feed, which means you can have multiple social media accounts going into one queue on the screen, on the right-hand side of the screen there. What we've also done is put in some tools for searching out additional show content. So it's not all about people sending you messages. It's about searching out relevant content to your programme. So
it's about listen, watch, share, isn't it? As Ben Cooper
exactly,
would have you say.
Exactly. So we've got a song playing on the playout system here. We've got a smart cue on the social media feed here, which is actually linked to that playout system. So I've got the song playing, the next song and the song after that. So I can click on any of those and get the official social media feed for those artists. As the song changes, that cue will update and give us the next artist there and load up anything they've sent to the internet in the last few seconds. So if somebody announces a tour date, Taylor Swift is the next song to play. If she announces a tour date or tweets a picture, we can get that instantly in the studio and talk about it when the song's finished.
And you've got cameras in here, webcams,
exactly,
which are fired by the microphones, and you can take pictures from those and tweet them instantly.
Absolutely.
From this same system.
It's all about every bit of studio kit talking to each other. So Phonebox can talk to the desk, find out which fader's gone up. We can also monitor the mic levels, find out who's talking. And on the same screen again, we've got the control for what we call Virtual Director. And that will switch according to the camera, the mic levels, but in an intelligent way. It won't just jump between the camera shops and look messy. It thinks like a TV director would and think, well, this person hasn't spoken for a while, so let's concentrate on those. Oh, we've got two people talking at the same time. Let's go to a slightly wider shot from the same camera and have both those people. So, you know, it's not just an instant switch between whoever shouts loudest. It actually thinks about and kind of gives people points and, you know, goes to that camera for.
So that's Phonebox 4, which is a lot more. Oh, you haven't finished yet?
No, there's more.
Come on.
Blimey. Switching audio. Again, another problem. You've got to have a separate screen to be able to route audio around the radio station. We've built that into the same screen on Phonebox 4. So you can dial an ISDN. We support most of ISDN codecs and IP codecs. You can dial that all within the one screen. You can switch the audio to your desk. You can also route the clean feed back to the codec, all within the Phonebox 4 client.
Have you finished now?
No, yeah, carry on.
Okay, so Phonebox and Oasis. That's the other phrase that launches your little advert. So what's Oasis?
Oasis is the social media side, which is the on-air social interaction server See, oh,
that's
what
clever.
It's nice,
yeah,
isn't it?
Very good there.
Okay, moving swiftly on.
Play out by Wide Orbit.
Right, we've got the Wide Orbit play out system on the right hand side here, and it's kind of designed for the iPad generation. It's a proper touchscreen product. Most of the work for it was done by Google. They kind of bought a playout system called SS32 and rebuilt it from the ground up as part of the Google radio automation. Then they decided radio was really difficult and decided to sell it to a company called Wide Orbit, who have taken on the development of it. They're the biggest commercial traffic schedulers. They do scheduling software for TV in the States.
That's what we used to call a cart wall, isn't it?
It is. It is. But pick a song. Any song.
Any song on that list?
No, any song in...
Okay, let me choose The Beatles and Strawberry Fields Forever.
So, click Beatles. We got 79 in there. Put Strawberry.
There it is. I can see it now. 3 minutes 22.
As you can see, finding a song like that, very, very quick. I want it in the playlist. Point it there. It's straight in. So it's a touch-touch rather than a drag-and-drop because it's designed for a touchscreen. There are very few playout systems that are properly designed for a touchscreen environment because that's what people are
But you can't
to.
Play a CD, though, can you?
You can, I suppose, if you wanted to. but say I wanted a Beatles song that's 3 minutes 20-something. I put in 3.2. Very, very quick to find that.
OK, right. So I'm coming up to the news or the ad break and
exactly.
I need something of a specific duration,
yeah,
and you'll find it for me.
A two minute 14 help. There we go. Pop it in the playlist.
Very
so
good.
So that's the kind of Google element coming out there with the searching.
So that's Play Out by Wide Orbit.
It is.
Music Master Scheduling.
Music Master Scheduling fully integrates with Wide Orbit in that if you change a song, you can actually check that against the rules in the scheduler. Also, if you add a song to the Wide Orbit system, all the metadata will be carried over to Music Master and vice versa. If you change a song in Music Master, it will then be completely updated with the Playout system.
So we're here in the Bionics van. No need to play or add, because we're kind of just demonstrating it. We're digging down into the ad. OK, let's... I love this sequence of names. It sounds like they're calling the horses for a horse race. Let's let the young lady say this.
Stirlitz.
Stirlitz is a logging system, primarily designed for TV, but there's a radio element to it as well. So we've got a demo Stirlitz server running at our offices. We can get that anywhere on the internet. There's two ways of accessing the audio. There's a browser-based player, and there's a program that you can run on your PC. But being browser-based, I can run this on my iPhone. I can run it on my iPad, an Apple Mac,
and
whatever.
And this is a screen which says Radio 1, Radio 2, Heart Sussex, Bright FM, Juice.
So if I click on Radio 2 there, it brings me up a timeline that I can scroll through and click play. And play Radio 2 at any point within the login period. So this is back at 6 o'clock this morning. What we also do with Stirlitz is we can fingerprint the songs in the way that something like Shazam would work. So we've got what we call Stirlitz Inspector, Stirlitz Media Inspector, which analyses all the music and will generate a log for that radio station. If it's your radio station...
I can see it now. It's just populated the screen there, hasn't it?
So I fingerprinted the Radio 2 news jingle. So if I just click on that it played at 6:30 this morning, you see it's highlighted in the timeline as red, and I can click play. And it played again at 7 o'clock. Even with him talking over it, it still picked it up as a Radio 2 news jingle at a second past seven.
Larvo.
We represent Larvo in the UK, so for their radio consoles, they do both radio and some brilliant kit for telly as well. In the van, we've got the Sapphire, which is kind of the top of the range.
It's a desk.
Very difficult to describe on the radio, I should imagine, but if people want to come and see it, do come and see us at one of our events across the UK, and we'll let you have a play.
Telos.
The Telos Alliance is a collection of companies. Telos itself have made phone systems for years. A lot of radio stations will still be using traditional Telos products. PhoneBox itself integrates with the majority of those products. So if you've got an HX6, you can use a piece of software called X-Screen, which for people who have used an older version of PhoneBox or PhoneBox Solo, it's a very, very similar looking product, but will control the other Telos products. On board the van, we've got the VX, which is the Rolls-Royce of phone systems. It's got audio processing from Omnia. So if you've got people on dodgy mobiles or on noisy landlines, it will clean up the audio for the phone call and make radio stations sound brilliant, basically.
Axia.
Axia, we've got two Axia consoles. So Axia is the part of Telos that make desks and consoles. So we've got the new Axia Fusion here. People might be familiar with the Axia Element. This is kind of the next generation Element. Element's still available, but the Fusion's really designed for the European market. It's a configurable desk. It can be, you know, a split console with various elements. We've got a talkback unit in here. We've got some software buttons which can control audio routing and what have you. It's a very nice looking console. We've also got the IQ range, which would be suitable for a news booth, community station. We've got a lot of university stations that use the IQ consoles as well. All audio over IP, so you don't need a lot of audio wiring. Everything's done over the computer network. We've got no sound card in our playout system. It's all done using a software driver onto the audio over IP network.
Omnia.
You mentioned that earlier.
These are my favourite toys, partly because it makes radio stations sound brilliant. The problem with a lot of radio stations at the moment is record companies are really compressing the heck out of songs. And if you open up a song in an audio editor, it's what we call a pop sausage. It's so hyper-compressed. Yeah. And you can see that on the left-hand side here. We've got the input. And if you look at the wave of a song, you'll see it's clipped because they want it to be as loud as possible. It's like what radio were doing in the 80s, just making really everything really, really loud. People still want to do that, but that song ends up getting processed twice. So it gets processed by the record company onto the CD, and it gets processed by the radio station again. And it sounds horrible, especially on DAB, because DAB is quite often low bit rates, and we're squeezing so much audio into it, the encoder on the DAB doesn't know what to do. It doesn't know what bit of audio to drop to get the sound out. So you end up with lots of swishy artifacts and it sounds horrible. What the Omnia 7 and the Omnia 9 will do is clean up that compression. So it will look at the clips in the original waveform and think, well, actually, that wave went above. And it will reconstitute the song before it was mastered. You can then process it in a controlled way and, you know, really make the radio station sound clean. Again, on DAB, that has a miraculous effect by getting rid of all those artifacts.
Digigram.
Digigram. Most radio stations use Digigram sound cards. We are the UK distributor for Digigram. We've got an Akoya IP codec on board. If people want to come and have a play with that, we can also talk about some special offers we've got going on the Digigram sound cards for this tour.
And finally,
and Commotion.
I'll let Kirsten talk about it.
What's Commotion, Kirsten?
Commotion's actually something that a radio station would use on their website. So it's actually a third-party element. We actually integrate with that from Phonebox, and we can send video clips and things like that to Commotion for their output online.
And you call this whole thing the social studio. Is that just because it interfaces with social media?
Yeah, absolutely. And of course, it's a lovely place to come and have a drink and be sociable with each other, as well as finding out how a studio can actually share things and be part of what's going on outside the little box that is your studio.
And you're taking the bionic van on the road.
We are.
Let's call the schedule up on this screen and then we can refer to it.
Okay, we're heading up to Scotland for Monday. So Aberdeen, we've got an event in Glasgow on Tuesday, and Edinburgh, and we're off to Newcastle as well, and then heading further south later on in the week. All the details are on our website. So if you have a look under exhibitions, you'll find out where we are and where we're going to hang out.
And where is Smiley Miley?
That's a good point. I remember Smiley Miley, although I'd like to think I was a little bit too young to remember, but sadly I do.
Well, Phil, Kirsten, thank you very much for inviting us to see the bionic van. We wish you success on your road trip.
Thank you.
This is the Radio Today programme. We'll have some news this week from Stuart Clarkson.
The Radio Today programme with Broadcast Bionics.
Thank you, Trevor. UTV is facing competition for its Telford licence. Another group under the Fusion Radio banner has shown a declaration of intent, so the licence will now be fully advertised for anyone to apply for. Absolute Radio and Magic are now sharing a single content director after Liam Thompson left One Golden Square. Tony Morey is now in charge of both brands, which both target the over 30s. And Five Live is wanting to turn Sports Extra into something a little bit bigger, with plans for at least 10 extra hours a week of new magazine programmes and coverage of minority sports. TalkSport isn't happy about it, as you can imagine. They've written to the Director General of the BBC. That's the latest from radiotoday.co.uk. I'm Stuart Clarkson.
David Lloyd Radio Moments.
We start this week last year and Heart expanded.
John Legend, All of Me, Real Radio, the heart of Yorkshire.
The start of Heart on the former Real Radio stations this week in 2014. This week in 1979, an election victory which changed the course of radio. An incoming Conservative government was more favourable to the expansion of the commercial radio network.
Beacon is the 19th independent local radio station, and its opening completes the first phase of the development of commercial radio in the United Kingdom.
And staying with elections, this week in 97, Radio 4 listeners woke up to dramatic news.
Good morning to you. This is Today with Sue McGregor and John Humphreys on Friday, the 2nd of May, the start of a new chapter in Britain's political history. The Labour Party has been swept to power with the biggest majority it has ever had, at least 416 seats in the House of Commons. The Conservatives have been demolished.
Isn't it great to be on air on days like that? Labour returned to power after almost 20 years, as covered on the Today programme on Radio 4 this week in 97. Ted Short was an MP who played a part in radio history as Postmaster General back in the days when Postmaster General controlled broadcasting. He was in charge when the pirates were outlawed. Not surprisingly, he gleefully appeared on air as the new BBC station subsequently launched.
This is the first hometown radio station in Britain. It opens a new and, I think, exciting chapter in the story of British radio.
Ted Short, who died this week 3 years ago, and this week in 66, another one of the stations which had annoyed him so much came on air.
Testing for Swinging Radio England. Hi there, this is Rick Randall with a brand new sound for the British Isles, where the action is.
Stay with the fun.
Woo-hoo!
Hear all the kids on Swinging Radio England.
The fun spot.
Radio Britain, coming your way, testing the first day, May 3rd, 1966. This is Radio Britain.
Test transmissions for another couple of American-inspired pirate stations anchored just off the south coast this week, 49 years ago. 1986 now, and a new presenter on Radio 1 Breakfast.
Mike Smithy.
The daytime team are lining themselves up at the moment. Carol Decker of Tapow will be answering What's It To You with Simon Bates this morning. Take It To The Streets goes down to Maidstone in Kent. There's the Golden Hour coming up straight after the 9.30 news. 12.45, the new album chart with Gary Davis. Steve Wright at 3 o'clock this afternoon till 5.30. And Bruno Brooks at 5.45 to 7.30.
The voice of the late Mike Smith, who became the fifth presenter of Radio 1 Breakfast this week in 86. That same week, an exciting development at Capital. For the first time, it split its FM from its AM. Until then, the two frequencies carried just the same thing.
1 minute from now, Capital Radio will split.
For the first time ever, different programmes will be broadcast simultaneously on Capital's AM and FM frequencies.
If your radio is tuned to Capital on 1548 AM, after the 10 o'clock news, you'll hear Sax on Sunday with John Sax.
If your radio's tuned to Capital on 95.8 FM, you'll hear Capital's new Sunday station, CFM, in super stereo.
Almost all radios can pick up Capital on both AM.
The experimental weekend-only AM-FM splits at Capital Radio this week, 29 years ago, long before gold. That was one of six experiments across the country. It's 70 years since the end of the Second World War, and radio brought that news. The message was broadcast to the nation from the Cabinet Room at number 10.
This is London. The Prime Minister, the Right Honourable Winston Churchill.
Yesterday morning at 2:41 a.m. at General Eisenhower's headquarters, General Jodl, the representative of the German High Command, and of Grand Admiral Dönitz, the designated head of the German state, signed the act of unconditional surrender.
One of the great moments of radio, 8th of May, 1945. So with rock radio launching in the Northwest 7 years ago.
Welcome to Manchester's first classic rock radio station.
Johnny Walker announcing he was quitting Radio 1 39 years ago.
Johnny Walker.
The death of LBC and Radio 4's Monty Modlin 21 years ago.
Hello everyone, yes, it's me, Monty Modlin.
James Whale exiting Talk Sport 7 years ago.
I hear that Gordon Brown is getting everybody to vote for Ken Livingstone.
And Broadcasting House entering full service 83 years ago. Those are this week's Radio Moments.
Radio Moments.
Bionics.
Thank you, David. Thank you, Stuart. Thank you, Phil and Kirsten aboard the Bionic van. This has been a TDC production for radiotoday.co.uk. We'll have something very similar next week. Thanks for listening.
The Radio Today programme with Broadcast Bionics.